I don't want to move to New York, said Alice. It's a long ways off. We don't have to make a decision on it now, said John. I want to make a decision on it now. I'm deciding now. I want to be clear about this while I still can be. I don't want to move to New York. What if Lydia's there? What if she's not? You should have discussed this with me privately before announcing it to the kids. I did. No, you didn't. Yes, I did, many times. Oh, so I don't remember? That's convenient. She breathed, in through her nose, out through her mouth, allowing a calm moment to pull herself out of the elementary school argument they were spiraling into. John, I knew you were meeting with people at Sloan Kettering, but I never understood that they were wooing you for a position for this upcoming year. I would have spoken up if I'd known this. I told you why I was going there. Fine. Would they be willing to let you take your sabbatical year and start a year from September? No, they need someone now. It was difficult as it was negotiating them out that far, but I need the time to finish up some things in the lab here. Couldn't they hire someone temporary? You could take your sabbatical year with me, and then you could start. No. Did you even ask? Look, the field's so competitive right now, and everything's moving so rapidly. We're on the edge of some huge fines. I mean, we're knocking on the door to a cure for cancer. The drug companies are interested. And with all the classes and administrative crap at Harvard, it's just slowing me down. If I don't take this, I could ruin my one shot at discovering something that truly matters. This isn't your one shot. You're brilliant, and you don't have Alzheimer's. You're going to have plenty of shots. He looked at her and said nothing. This next year is my one shot, John, not yours. This next year is my last chance at living my life and knowing what it means to me. I don't think I have much more time of really being me, and I want to spend that time with you, and I can't believe you don't want to spend it together. I do. We would be. That's bullshit, and you know it. Our life is here. Tom and Anna and the babies, Mary Kathy and Dan, and maybe Lydia. If you take this, you'll be working all the time, you know you will, and I'd be there all alone. This decision has nothing to do with wanting to be with me, and it takes everything I have left away. I'm not going. I won't be working all the time, I promise. And what if Lydia's living in New York? What if you get to stay with Anna and Charlie 1 week a month? There are ways we can work this out so you're not alone. What if Lydia's not in New York? What if she's at Brandeis? That's why I think we should wait, make the decision later, when we have more information. I want you to take the sabbatical year. Alice, the choice for me isn't to take the position at Sloan or take a sabbatical year. It's take the position at Sloan or continue here at Harvard. I just can't take the next year off. He became blurry as her body trembled and her eyes burned with furious tears. I can't do this anymore. Please. I can't keep holding on without you. You can take the year off. If you wanted to, you could. I need you to. What if I turn this down and I take the next year off and you don't even know who I am? What if I do, but after next year I don't? How can you even consider spending the time we have left squirreled away in your fucking lab? I would never do this to you. I'd never ask you to. You wouldn't have to. I don't think I can do it, Alice. I'm sorry, I just don't think I can take being home for a whole year just sitting and watching what this disease is stealing from you. I can't take watching you not knowing how to get dressed and not knowing how to work the television. If I'm in lab, I don't have to watch you sticking post-it notes on all the cabinets and doors. I can't just stay home and watch you get worse. It kills me. No, John, it's killing me, not you. I'm getting worse, whether you're home looking at me or hiding in your lab. You're losing me. I'm losing me. But if you don't take next year off with me, well, then we lost you first. I have Alzheimer's. What's your fucking excuse?